Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Did you have a look at the newspapers today? Every day, the newspapers are full of reports of drug busts these days. Cocaine seizures are alone up 600% a year. That is insane. This isn't Miami Vice. I mean, this is Ireland 2021, and it's having a serious effect, with young Irish people more likely to use cocaine than most others in the EU. That is a fact. Tony Griffin, author of The Teenager's Book of Life, is on the line now to chat about the impact of it all. Tony, good morning.
Morning, Jennifer. Good to be on. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. The headline today in the paper, a number of drug drivers higher than ever. The number of drivers detected with cocaine in their system has more than doubled in 3 years, latest figures have shown. That's a frightening headline, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it just tells us, you know, when I was asked to come on for this, I said, I really want to understand this more. So I kind of went in this bit of a crusade the last 3 weeks. I spoke to teenagers who use cocaine and other drugs. I spoke to those who have come out the other end and gone through recovery. I spoke to friends of mine, and then I went and spoke to addiction counsellors. And my God, did I learn a lot about what's actually going on. I thought I had a sense of it, but it's so much more than I realised when you actually go and talk to those who are at the cold face, Jen. So those figures don't really surprise me.
So let me ask you this. What do you think is driving cocaine use in young people?
So it's what I've learned over the last few weeks, you know, is that it's there's a lot of factors causing that, meaning that there's a lot of going on. So, for instance, when I talked to just these two absolutely amazing people down in Coonawarra, which is an addiction centre.
Yeah, no.
Nicola and Kieran, they just opened my eyes. One of the things they said was they would see people who, for them to go to the shop to get a newspaper in the morning or to, you know, get a can of Coke or whatever, they would pass 8 drug dealers on the way, dealers who are willing to just give them whatever they need. So to answer your question, it's available in every GA club, every football club, every rugby club in the country. Every young person knows where they can get it. Dealers put their deals on Snapchat. You know, it's easier to get drugs if you're a teenager, and probably every age, but especially teenagers, than it is to get pizza. So it's so widely available. The other thing that I learned was, which was really interesting for me to listen to the guys, was that it's so socially acceptable now. You know, whereas a few years ago, it was a little bit, oh, geez, he or she does that. Now it's just accepted as a norm. So young people know about it, but they're very good at keeping it from parents and coaches and that. But it's the widespread use of it, which I think has been more surprising.
Tony, how do you feel when you hear stuff in the papers about teenagers factoring in their Coke deal as part of the cost of a Debs?
Yeah, you know, a month ago I would have said, geez, that's interesting. That's almost surprising, and questioned it a little bit. But after the last few weeks speaking to the guys, speaking to teenagers who are, you know, like, you would have loved this. I got to speak to these two guys Saturday night, and they said they wanted to listen in, but they had to go to school. The two 16-year-olds, and they're in this band. They have their own band, really cool guys. And I spoke to them, and they were basically saying that, yeah, but that's the norm now. That's what happens. It's not the norm for them, but it is for a lot of teenagers. And, you know, when I really drilled down into Jen, a lot of it just came back to, okay, at that age, teenage brain, I knew this already, the teenage brain, like, there's fundamental changes in the circuits that make up the adolescent brain. So they're looking for things like, you know, connection with others. They're looking for novelty seeking. They want more intense experience of their emotions. So they're predisposed to experiment and try. But I think what really we need to get a handle on is it's the how it papers over maybe low self-esteem or lack of self-confidence. Like one teenager said to me, all the things that I find I can't deal with, the pain of my parents' death, just goes away when I'm using. So it's papering over things. Like the guys in the addiction recovery centre in Coonawarra will tell you, 90% of the people that come in were addicted. They've had some trauma, childhood or trauma before, that the addiction, they were unconsciously treating the pain of that through the drug of choice.
Of course. And
of course.
But I think as parents and as people, and, you know, we just need to be aware that this isn't a city problem. This is a national problem, right?
Totally. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus, yeah. Yeah, like now, it's moving so quickly through the country that it's, as I said, if it's available on Snapchat.
Yeah, that's frightening. Everywhere. That is how accessible it is, even more so now. I mean, it's so, like you said, it's so easy for these kids to get their hands on it. Okay, so what are the signs to watch for if you think someone in your life might be going in that direction?
Yeah, so the signs can very often be confused with they're just being a teenager. So they're grumpier, you know, they're harder to get out of bed. And for a lot of parents watching or listening to this who may say, hold on, does my son or daughter have a cocaine habit? Not necessarily. However, I found parents know their kids better than anyone. So if you find that they're isolating themselves from their group or they're really irritable, major mood swings, as one teenager called me, starting to suffer from complete arseholism. You know, they won't talk to you, then something might be going on. You know, if you find money's going missing, or if you look at them and you say, they don't look well, there's something going on. Your instincts might just be telling you to start to have a conversation or to begin to have a conversation.
I mean, it's going to be very obvious to some listeners, but what can they do to help get a pal or a loved one or one of their kids off that path, the path of addiction and debt, inevitably?
Yeah, like I spoke to one young fella and he said that like his mum's next wage would go, her next salary the next month would go to pay off the guys that are hanging around there at his house. And, you know, like it's scary for some families. There's parents listening to this, Jen, and I just must say, I commend you for covering it because it's so needed to be talked about. There's a lot of parents who are like asleep, they don't sleep thinking about it. So what can people do? So there's a spectrum here because there's something I think parents and all of us can do, us adults can do, to make it feel comfortable for a young person to come to us if they need to talk about something. Now, remember, a lot of underlying causes for this is what they're going through. It might be boredom at school. It might be a fall. It might be a breakup with a girlfriend or a boyfriend. It might be a parent dying. So there's very often little triggers. So as a parent, begin to open the channels. Like I spoke to this one guy and he said he came in high as can be one night and like his dad was a single dad. And the way he told it, his dad just said, come here, why don't I get your bed ready? And he kind of minded him. And in the morning, the guy woke up and said, oh my God, I'm going to get it. And he went down, the dad had breakfast ready. And he just talked about his night, didn't ask about what was going on. And then he said, let's go for a drive, son. And the dad said, I just want to understand some so I can help you because I love you so much. And the guy was saying to me, he used once or twice more and then stopped because he started talking to his dad about why he did. So what am I trying to say there? There's a stage way before someone gets into difficulty where a parent can just begin to be curious and try not to judge. You know, the guy from Conwear said, like, there's a few steps that a parent can take. And, you know, a parent can listen back to this or send it on to a friend. Don't panic. Don't bombard them with questions. Just listen to them. Really listen. Because if they feel they can talk to you, Jen, they're going to talk to you more.
Yeah.
And it may not escalate. And then work out a plan. And this is a realistic one, that parents aren't forcing the plan. It's got to be collaborative, you know, a collaborative effort. Otherwise, it won't stick. And it's not going to be fixed overnight. It's a process, not an event. So if I was a parent, I'll tell you what I'd be doing, right? Whether if my teenager was 11 or 12, I'd be going and getting informed. My wife and a lot of people would say, I've been Ted. So I'd go to a Cocaine Anonymous meeting and I'd say, what do I need to be watching for? You know, I really would educate myself. And then I'd just begin having the conversation with my teenager and say, you know, I heard this thing, you know, 2FM. Jennifer Zamperelli is amazing. She covered this thing. What would you see that? And what's going on? And just allow the conversation to begin. Don't let it be the big bad wolf that doesn't enter the house because they're facing it every day. It's out there.
Good advice.
Now, the big one is if you feel your child is in trouble. There'll be some parents listen to this. I've had the experience myself where when I was running sore, we had to get a 15-year-old out of his environment because he wouldn't have survived. And we got him into a different school and, you know, he just got away from it for a while. So what do you do if you listen to this and you are like, you know, there's a debt hanging over your son or daughter's head? And, you know, there's a few things you can do. Maybe you do try and get him out of the environment. If you have the means, go and stay with an auntie or an uncle just to get a breather for them to get their head together. But what amazed me, Jen, is there's amazing organizations around the country. Like there's voluntary organizations that can really, really help. Now, there's one in particular I came across that really was interesting, and that's they deal with young people. So Asheri, a lot of listeners will know of them. And they work with 15 to 21-year-olds, a residential treatment centre, and they have a few different centres. But I found there's a lot around the country. So go talk to your GP and say, who's the local drug support service? And they'll know. You know, Cunwira have, I think it's 150 beds in Athy, all booked out. And two heroes there, Ciarán and Nicola, who are listening to this, were just saying, like, we'd love to do more. So there is help there. Don't give up hope. That's what I'd say to parents. That young person that's just terribly lost, they're just a little bit lost, but don't give up on them.
How important is it for young people to have a social outlet to give them, you know, options to enjoy themselves in a safer way? Is that important for parents to implement and make sure their kid has something else other than school or their friend? You know what I mean?
Massive. So I talked to two teenage young fellas, and they kind of even surprised me. Both of them have lost mams to addiction, two incredible young fellas.
Wow.
And they said to me that they have friends that use, but where they challenge, skate park. So that's how I met them. I used to bring my son to the skate and bring my son to the skate park, and we got chatting to them. So I rang them for this interview and said, lads, what's the story? What's really going on? They're the boys who had the band practice on the rock band in their garage on Saturday night. And they would say that once winter comes and they can't go to the skate park, they can see the impact there is in their mood. So I think we need to think. There's an African saying that if the young people of a society can't feel the warmth of the elders, they'll burn it down to feel it. And I think in a way, we the elders, we need to think about our young people need us. They need more skate parks. They need more places they can go. They need to be roofed, because it rains a lot in Ireland, or at least something over it. It needs to be lit so they can go there during the dark winters. And as a parent, again, remember, one of the things that are happening in their brain circuitry is they're needing to spend time with their peers. So if you're a parent, help them spend time with their friends, especially if their friends are sound and they're solid, because that's who gets them through. Those two young fellas I told you about, when one of them has a bad day and wants to have a cry, he heads over to his mate's house. And he just sits there and his mate listens. And these guys are 16. So friends are very important. So as a parent, give them as much opportunity to spend time with their friends.
Good point. Somebody texts me saying, Jen, here in Mayo, the place is awash with it. Talking about cocaine. Somebody texts me saying, I'm in sixth year at the moment and have always been aware of drug problems through my interest in journalism, etc. But Tony is completely right. I've never touched cocaine, but I know easily where I could get it. And for the people easily led in life, it can be easy to go down that slippery slope. That's a frightening thing about all this, Tony. The accessibility frightened me more than anything. You know what I mean? How easy it is, and they almost have to bat off dealers and when it's presented in front of them. I mean, they need to be quite strong-willed, and there's peer pressure, and then there's also kids who come from houses and homes that maybe there's nothing going on, but they still have an issue of trying to not partake in such activities like taking cocaine on their debs and all that kind of stuff. But you hit the nail on the head. Communication is key here. I have a 7-year-old and a 3-year-old, and this is easy street. The parenting really starts when they're teenagers, doesn't it? Preteens.
So, as you say, small people, small problems. Big people, bigger problems. Well, that's why I wrote the Teenager's Book of Life, Jen. Like, genuinely, I just saw from going into schools for 9 years that teenagers are actually incredible, but they have a radar for judgment. So they want to fit in a lot of ways. That's why they're such easy prey for dealers. And like, the dealers are people too. They're lost souls as well. It's just young people can be very easily preyed upon in that way. So I wrote the book to help parents connect with their teenagers and for teenagers to connect with themselves so they'd have more confidence. It's sometimes people think it's magic, and really all you've got to be is try not to come with the answers and try to just be genuine, but like ask of them, pretend they're really wise because they are, and just try little bits by little bits to stay in connection with them. If there's connection, there'll be cooperation, and there'll be more connection.
And like you said, I mean, they're the experts because it's their world, you know, it's
exactly.
The world that they're living in that, you know, it's very different to when we were, even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Tony, thanks a million for coming on the show and discussing this topic. That is Tony Griffin's The Teenager's Book of Life. Go and check it out. It's an amazing book. We'll be right back. But just before we take an ad break, just listen to these text messages that are flying into 51552. Jen, I'm a bus driver. Forget about cocaine. Look at the people doing crack cocaine openly in the city centre. People walking around like zombies or curled up on the side of the road. They're openly smoking crack pipes on the quays as young as you could think of doing it. This is only going to get worse. Thanks for that text message. Hi, Jen. Tony briefly said it, but it's actually a running joke from my town. You can get drugs faster than you can get a pizza. That is scary. I just want to thank Tony again for coming on the line. You can get in touch with the show if you'd like, 51552, or you can bell us 0818 715922.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.